This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Ghostbusters is back. This week, our listener Tom wants to know why he's been given the silent treatment by a girl that he really liked and was chatting to. Also, Chris Stark's biggest fan plays bangers on his birthday, and why I've done a big shop for a pop star. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. This is Scott Mills. How are you? Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
I know you want to keep it kind of low-key.
I don't care.
Don't make a fuss. Oh, you want me to make a fuss?
Nah, don't make a fuss.
Okay. I
do, though.
All right.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Nice to meet some law students in Leeds on Friday night. And then in Plymouth.
What, on the cash? Or...
No, just doing a little DJ thing for them. And then the crowd in Plymouth on Saturday night.
You make it sound like you've done that thing where you've turned up in a town and then gone, thank you, Portsmouth, but it's actually Plymouth.
No, it was. I was definitely in Plymouth. And you were on Saturday Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I was on Saturday Kitchen on Saturday. Anyway, I had a brilliant birthday weekend as well.
Yeah.
Which was good fun.
Dreams Come Country is your favourite show. And then, obviously, today is your birthday. Got you some gym stuff.
I know. Well, you actually told me that you'd got me a birthday present, but it won't arrive today. It will arrive tomorrow.
Yeah, then I thought...
Which we both say to each other, which basically means I haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
And then you turned up before the show and you've given me a bag with some clothes in as well. And look to the stage we're at in our relationship now, Scott. You're buying me socks.
I bought you, some sports socks. Because I know you're going to the gym a bit at the moment, you know?
I am. Thank you.
Thoughtful,
I appreciate
that's
it.
Me. And then you had Sophie, who works on the show, singing you happy birthday. Just saw this on your Instagram story.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Chris Stark. Happy birthday to you.
Sophie's actually here. What was going through your mind when that happened, please?
Look, I'm a spontaneous kind of gal.
You are.
I know.
I just wanted Chris to have a good birthday, and I thought I would start the show...
No, I appreciate it. And also, what I love about Sophie is she's more excited about my birthday than I am.
She really is.
She loves it.
She loves it.
But isn't that great when you work with someone who is like that?
Yeah. I mean, she's full of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've always got the flowers on the desk. She always puts flowers on the desk.
I know.
I didn't bring flowers today, though. I'm an idiot. I should have. Sorry, maybe tomorrow? Can we do a post-birthday?
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do
post-birthday
that.
Post-birthday flowers.
Now it's on his Instagram story. How do you feel? You weren't expecting
that,
were you?
A little bit of a Wally.
No. Absolutely fine, you're not.
BBC Radio.
Why? Haven't made a fool of yourself.
Scott Mills. If it feels like paradise running through your body, then you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your body, then you know it's love heading your way.
I noticed that song always brings a smile to your bloody face.
I just try and sing as much of it as I can. My favourite bit is where everyone in the background's like, whoa!
Ooh, it's the Monster Mash.
Yeah, yes.
Ezra, Paradise, yes?
Greg said about that. Greg said he would do an amazing version of Monster Mash.
I heard Greg say that, and he definitely would. Right, we've got Ghostbusters coming up at 3:10 this afternoon. A guy called Tom has been in touch via email, been completely ghosted by this girl. We're going to try and phone her and ask her what happened. 3:10.
Scott Mills. Ring, ring, on the answering. Sing called the shanty. I sing, sing like the Grand Prix. She fling, fling off the. And them things extra fancy. She know just what she came to do. She wanna live life Jumanji. Girl, you know I got just the place for you.
Be young Jumanji. This is Scott Mills. Now, there was a word in there that, that seems to have been taken out of the track now. It feels like I've had that ordered, and I haven't. It's just disappeared. But everyone's like, oh, round of applause to Scott for removing that word. No one needs to hear that. That's Kate. Kate, it's just gone. Panties has been removed. And I don't know why. It was there last week, and now, boof, gone.
Yeah. Obviously, a discussion was had.
Yeah. Right, let's take a call. Hello, you're on Radio 1.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Mark.
Hello, Mark. How can we help you?
Basically, you mentioned last week on the show about people trying to be sexy and failing, and my girlfriend kind of gets a bit excited and sometimes likes to do, you know, the sort of upstairs talk.
Okay, we were talking about this on Friday's show with Maya. Me and Maya, we just want to hear the voice.
Yeah, I know. How about you say something boring, like a line, I don't know, the bills are due, but do it in your voice.
I wouldn't be saying that in the bedroom.
Am I a bit of role play?
But like, no, maybe like...
what kind of role play are you up to?
The bills are due.
You can be the tax man.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Be the tax man.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't submitted your tax return.
You've been a naughty. Yeah.
You've been a naughty tax avoider. That's it.
Can we hear that?
My investigation shows you've been avoiding tax.
Was that the voice that you
No. Clarified that.
Okay. So I'd ask again. Okay, Mark, so you heard that on Friday's show. What can we help with?
Basically, my girlfriend likes the sort of upstairs talk, if you will, when we get caught up in the moment, and I hate it. I find it really awkward.
Mm. Are you encouraged to do the talking?
Yes. So she will be like sort of caught up in the moment, and she'll request it, and it just fills me with dread.
Okay,
and so let's recreate the situation. So what, you'll be upstairs, and all of a sudden, like, let's say it's me and you, Scott. We're starting to like,
okay,
know,
we're,
my arms
we're
going
doing
around,
this, are we? Okay,
everything, and then you can talk upstairs. Talk to me.
Okay, do you have to be anyone in particular?
Not anyone in particular, just more like maybe names she'd like to be called or things to do and stuff.
Okay.
Things to do.
All right. So, and
we're all doing very well so far.
All right. So sometimes what she wants you to call her names.
Yeah, things like that.
Right. What, like Julie, just for change, or...?
No, I hope not. That's my mum's name.
Oh, that's... Call me your mother's name!
I mean, what are the chances of that? I could have picked any girl's name, and that's your mum?
Yeah. All right, so you struggle with it.
Yeah, I just freeze. It fills me with dread.
So what you want to do is create a situation where perhaps you explain that this isn't quite for you, this sort of chat.
Yeah.
And you've tried. Yeah. You've done your best.
Yeah, you need to have a talk and just say, look, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Oh, so please, would you like us to possibly tell her?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if she'd appreciate that.
Okay.
She might be a bit embarrassed.
Okay, well, maybe this is something that we could do every now and then. We can just check in with you and perhaps we can practice on the show.
Yeah, like different... Yeah, you could be like different people and then we could see if there's one that you're particularly comfortable with.
Yeah.
And then if there isn't, then you need to have the chat with her of like, look, I'm not keen on this. But you never know. There might be one personality that you actually really like.
Because I think that's the key. I think if you stop thinking of this as yourself and you just become a personality, you're externalising it. It will become easier. So perhaps we get you on. We can think of a person that you can be, and we get you on maybe tomorrow, and you give us a little bit of, I don't know, you as... Well, what would you like to be?
I don't know. Who's good with women? Joey from Friends.
Okay, well, we can try out Joey from Friends. I was going to suggest Doctor, and then and work from there. But all right. Well, listen, we'll call you tomorrow. Me and Chris, I'll have a think about it overnight.
Yeah,
all right.
Totally. We'll do a bit of role play with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Scott Mills 1.
Let's show you, out of any of the names I could have picked out of like thin air, why did I choose his mum's name?
I know, how horrible for him, but we will help him.
I'm so sorry to that guy. Sasha says, I can't actually drive, I have to pull over, I'm actually crying. just died at Radio 1, hashtag upstairs talk Julie. Yeah, thanks for that, Charlotte. I mean, what are the chances?
Scott Mills.
I've been, I probably shouldn't say this, so I'm going to say this. I've been speaking to your boyfriend this weekend, found out something amazing that you've been up to.
What, at the weekend?
That you haven't told me.
Why are you doing this?
Now, I'm not going to say what it is right now, because I want you to sweat a little bit, but I know something ridiculous that you have done this weekend. I know what you've been up to.
I don't even know what it is.
And I'm going to say... in the next half hour.
got Mills.
Go on then, say what you're going to say. I don't know what it is.
Let's be honest. So, I speak to your boyfriend sometimes, and I know that annoys you.
It doesn't annoy me.
I'm kind of doing it because you speak to my girlfriend, and I think this sort of makes things more level.
I was on to her only on Friday, actually.
Anyway, it's not about her. So what we've got between us, me, you and your boyfriend, we've got our own little WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And I think it's because probably the first time I met him, you wanted him to feel comfortable about meeting me, so it just makes sense to set that up.
I know.
And perhaps you were running late or something, whatever reason. Anyway,
I can't remember.
It's ended up being one of these WhatsApp groups that keeps on going, and me and him talk a lot through it.
Yeah, I know.
And you occasionally chip in.
Yeah, I've muted it, if I'm honest.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because annoys you?
No, it doesn't annoy me. It just, there's just some stuff on there. I was like, oh, go on. Go and speak to each other. Like, I know it's
brilliant. Well, that's perfect. So what he was telling me over the weekend that you've been up to, I cannot believe. And I have to say it.
What?
So at the weekend, you were with him in Wales, right?
Yes.
Now, he says that you both had to go shopping to buy a big shop for Callum Scott, who's performing.
See, this is why you shouldn't be allowed to talk to
so
him.
I'm hearing that Callum Scott is performing at another radio station.
Yes.
That your boyfriend works
right,
at.
Right, yeah, he works at another station.
And so you and your boyfriend went to WASDA to go and buy everything that Callum Scott has requested for his rider.
That's right. So yesterday...
this is
why
ridiculous.
Why is this on?
You're doing Callum Scott's big shop.
Basically, I'm now Callum Scott's PA.
Now, Callum Scott doesn't know this is happened.
No, he doesn't
right?
know.
So you were... Well, your boyfriend
list.
Was giving a list of items that he needed to go buy ahead of the Callum Scott performance to make sure Callum Scott performs, you know, comfortably and at peak performance.
Thanks for saying this on the radio.
And he was telling me that you went to WASDA and bought the very cheapest item that you could find of every one of the things on Callum Scott's list.
No, the chopping board was the cheapest one they had. I'm not spending like £5 on a chopping board when I can get one for £1.50.
No,
it's for Callum Scott.
But I just don't think anyone would think that you're there buying all of these things. With your
Lemons.
Was it lemons?
Some ginger.
Really?
Salmon,
I heard.
There was some cooked salmon. Yeah, with a zesty lemon and Lebanon herb dressing. That's right. I went shopping for Callum Scott. Right, who's put Dancing on My Own in as the next song? Why is that a thing?
It's on.
Right, okay.
Lols to you doing Callum Scott's big shop.
They didn't have the naked bars that he wanted, so he got the WASDA equivalent.
This is so good, so weird and so good.
Anyway, I hope you like all your shopping, Callum.
Scott Mills.
Scott, 1 week here on top, being a Thunderbird. A few weeks down the line, you're getting the big shopping for Callum Scott. What's happening? I know. Tom from Northampton. hello, Callum, if he's listening at the moment. I don't know.
It's such a great set of circumstances.
It's good, isn't it? And obviously, I hope he likes my choice of items, because a lot of that was chosen by me there. Mm. And also, in my defence, Callum, I know you're probably not going to take the chopping board home. So I thought, why spend £5? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
but that's, I just love that that's how you spent part of your weekend.
Yeah. I whipped around. Like, cooked chicken, cooked salmon. I mean, I probably was in there all of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I knew what I was looking for.
Do you
know what I mean?
Your Insta as well is very funny at the moment, some of the stuff that you get up to.
Is it?
Yeah, just very different to what I'd say you were doing 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think
for
you're
various
right.
different reasons.
Yeah.
You're watching the rugby at one point this weekend.
That happened. Yep. And anyway, Callum Scott, if you are listening, I hope you like the nuts.
Okay, fine.
Because I got them, there were specific ones that they asked for, and I managed to find those. What a coincidence. Look at the next song. Look what it's called. Where was I at the weekend?
Oh, yes.
So this is George Fitzgerald and Lil Silver with a track called Rollback.
Scott Mills.
Love how when Maya won Bangers on Friday, genuine excitement. You always remember when you won your first Bangers, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It was a good one from her.
I didn't want to say, in reality, it doesn't really mean anything. But she was so happy.
No,
it does. I didn't want to kind of like burst the bubble.
Listen, you're the only one who hasn't won on a Friday yet. That's why.
I know. Bangers returning in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Oh, now Callum Scott's tweeted me.
Has he?
What's this I hear about you buying my rider for my show tonight? I dread to think what's going to greet me. Pray Scott still loves me. It's all top quality stuff. I've just replied.
Also, this was never meant to be discussed. No. You wanted to go about a nice quiet shop there.
I did.
Buy Callum's items.
Just doing a big shop for Callum Scott, for like to make sure he's all right. Just fulfilling the requirements of the rider there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Thanks for mentioning it, though. Cheers.
Yeah.
Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, Amber.
Hey.
Amber is a massive fan of Chris Stark, and that's you. Lob, I forgot your second name.
Yeah.
And heard it's your birthday. So, Amber, what would you like to say?
I'd just like to say happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
You're amazing and you're funny and you always pick the best songs for bangers.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's tricky if you don't choose. Thank you, Amber. That's really kind.
So yeah, I always forget Scott's name, so I just call it the Chris Stark Show.
Sure.
That's controversial.
Well, it's not.
Okay.
But,
No, it's not, but maybe it should be.
Okay, well, all right.
This is great.
How do these people get on air?
Yes, right.
Anyway, Amber, right. You might as well just play yours. Just play yours.
I'm not even going to...
No, there's no point.
I'm going to remain impartial.
No, you won't. Okay, right. What is yours, Chris?
Tune. It's Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Do you like this one, Amber?
Here on the Chris Stark Show.
Imagine.
Do you want to hear mine? Do you want to hear mine? All right, then. Okay. Right. Queens of Stone Age, no one knows.
Oh, no.
That's random from you.
I know. I found a different well. Okay, right, so, Amber, it's your choice.
I'm a bit of a dilemma now. I'm sorry, Chris.
What?
Well, what's the point of this, then? It's...
No one's won out of this phone call, have they?
You've been massively insulted.
I know.
She's really making me look stupid. That's gone well.
Today's really funny. Okay. What would you like, Amber?
I'm going to have to go with Queens of the Stone Age. I'm sorry, Chris.
You would not expect that from me, but that is an amazing record.
You had help with that. 100%. You wouldn't pick that.
I did pick it.
Not a chance.
I did pick it.
Why would you pick that? You wouldn't pick that.
No one knows. Who have you been speaking to? I haven't.
That was a text to Dan P. Carter, wasn't it?
No.
Help.
Help. I need some rock help.
Scott Mills.
Time for Ghostbusters. Do you ever feel like we should dress up a bit for Ghostbusters sometimes?
In what sense?
Well, I remember you used to have the outfit, didn't you?
Oh, mate, I would love it if one day we dressed up as the actual Ghostbusters. Proton pack and everything. I lost the proton pack, though, at one of your parties.
Yeah, Halloween party about 4 years ago, was it?
Shall I tell you, if you dress up as a Ghostbuster, it's a good fancy dress to do. Because you look sort of sexy, don't you? It's a hot outfit.
Okay, this is our service. If you have been ghosted by someone you quite liked and there's been no reason for it, hello, Tom.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, this is a classic, this one, I believe. So.
Okay, I'm all ears. Oh, tell me your story.
So, basically, I made the magic swipe on Tinder and come across this girl and I thought, wow, like she's amazing. Got along really well, into the same sort of things.
How did you know she was amazing just from a swipe?
Oh, you can tell from the pictures. We matched and then we started speaking and whatnot, and she was right up my alley.
Right.
And then, yeah, it pretty much turned out in the end, ended up ghosted. So.
Right. Let's rewind. So you started talking on the app.
Yeah, we started talking on the app, and then it got taken over to text, as you do.
Yeah.
And I finally plucked up the courage to ask her out. She was going on a snowboarding trip to Norway, and I thought, you know what, I'm well into my snowboarding and outdoor sports, so I thought I'll take her out for some food, and then we'll go do a snowboarding lesson, from me. And I thought that's a cool something a bit different.
Can you teach snowboarding? Can you?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, and
hot job.
It would have been ideal, and it was when it was snowing as well, and so I thought it would be the perfect date. And then, yeah, she was well up for it, thumbs round to it. We're literally just about to leave, and she said, oh, I'm just getting ready, I'll let you know when to leave. And then that was that. The ghost continued.
So it was literally at the point where you were going to meet?
It was make or break, and yeah, it just didn't happen. So
on the day of the date?
Literally, but probably what? Let's say what? 15 minutes, half an hour before.
This is tragic, and you're just left there, snowboard in hand.
Hello. No,
like, who would turn down free food in a snowboarding lesson? Like?
No, I'd be straight there, Tom.
What are you saying about the snowboard lesson? Though you were just going to go outside whilst the snow was on and do this, find a hill.
It was snowing, and there's like a dry slope near me, and I thought, or near us, and I thought, you know what? Like, it's something different to do.
What goes on a dry slope? I often hear about these dry slopes. Like,
not an awful lot.
Have you been to one, Scott?
What aren't you getting about the dry slope?
Mm. What is a dry slope? Because it's not snow, is it?
So it's like little bristles that you go across. So
carpet.
Basically, yeah, you do end up with a lot of carpet burn.
So you're snowboarding on carpet.
Essentially.
Not the same.
Do you get the burns? Do you?
You do.
Do you wear the full-on goggles and everything when you go dry?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
I've not had a carpet burn for years, but they do hurt, don't they?
Do you know where I used to get mad carpet burns? Yeah, when did you last get a carpet burn? Not for ages.
Ages.
Yeah, nor have I. And I used to get these mad ones. You know when a fair would roll into town? And you'd go down the slide on one of the mats. Mad carpet burns.
Yeah, they were vicious.
Is that
they?
Like a dry slope then?
I don't think so.
It's not the same.
Anyway, we've gone off topic here. She didn't fancy that then. She wasn't keen on that.
You know what? She was keen the whole way through. And then it got to crunch time and I think she bottled it. So...
And the messages just stopped, did they?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I mean, she was away in Norway and she sent me a few like messages on Snapchat and stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't turn up for the date like 15 minutes before it was going to happen, but then, like, has selective memory and then just messages you when she's in Norway.
Exactly. So
what's the last thing she said?
It was probably like, how are you or something like that. Probably nothing major.
From Norway?
It was a bit dry slope.
Definitely dry sloped.
Have you gone back on the apps? Have you still got dry slopes?
Oh, of course you've got them. I've got to get back on them.
Right then. So what we can do is we can call this ghost. Yep. Hopefully they'll pick up and we can try get some answers.
Okay, Tom, you know how this works on Ghostbusters, a free service from the BBC. I'll get her number from you and we'll play a track, all right?
Yeah, perfect.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, so we've got Tom on the line. Tom claims that he was ghosted by a girl 15 minutes before they were due to go on their first date. Okay, Tom, you've given me her number. Should we give the ghost a call?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Chris, me or you?
I feel like I've started the last couple, so you need to begin this one.
Do a coin on it?
No. What, just as another chance? You've never... Since when have you started tossing coins for decisions?
Heads or tails?
Okay, we'll do this. Heads I win, tails you lose. All right? Agreed?
Okay, so tails I lose.
Yeah, heads I win, tails you lose. Let's go.
Why am I having to think about this so much?
All right, toss the coin. What is it?
Tails.
So you lose. Oh. So you're on.
Okay.
Oh. We might need to practice that game a bit more, Scott.
That didn't go well, did it?
Okay. Anyway, head in the game. Let's call the ghoul. Not used to dealing with coins, are you, Scott?
It's not that. It's just that the £1 is quite hard to read in this light. Anyway... Put that away. Okay, here we go. I need to get in the zone here. So, I'm going to call this girl and see what happened. Okay, Tom?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, okay. Go for it.
Oh, here we go. Tom, you'll be able to hear everything here, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's brilliant.
I guess what makes this exciting as well is, one, will the phone connect? Mm. I assume it will in this case. Two, will they pick up?
Yeah, you never know.
Connected. Oh,
that took ages. Right, no answer. Okay, let's try again after this.
BBC Radio 1.
Thank you for all of your messages on all the social media and also on the 81199. I did just fall for the heads I win, tails you lose classic trick there.
I would have got away with that forever if people hadn't pointed it out.
I just need to listen a bit, don't I? That's like the oldest one in the book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got me.
One BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so here's what happened during that song. We eventually managed to get through to the girl. And she doesn't want to come on the radio, which is totally fair. It happens quite a lot on this. Sometimes they don't want to be part of it, which is fine. However, Tom was on the line through the whole thing and did hear all of the call that we made with the girl. And here's his reaction just after we spoke to her.
Guys, I'm in absolute shock. My jaw is like hanging to the floor at the moment.
Obviously, we can't play the call on the radio, but that was Tom's reaction just after we put the phone down to her. How are you feeling now, Tom?
Oh, I just can't believe it.
See, I kind of got the impression that she wasn't really into snowboarding from what was said.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you set up these dates and they don't always work out how you perhaps think that they were going to work out, and that's clearly what's happened here. What about... are you on the apps and stuff like that?
He's back on, yeah.
Oh, straight back on.
Well, back on the game, you've got to be, haven't you?
Plenty more fish in the ski and all that kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, he likes that one.
That was great.
Yeah, you can put that on the bio. You can have that. Oh, well,
he loves it.
It's not an ideal result that we couldn't properly get through to the ghost and get some proper answers, but that happens sometimes. That's the name of the game.
We've kind of busted the ghost anyway. Oh, I just can't believe it.
For whatever reason, she's decided maybe she's not keen, and that's totally fair enough.
Yeah. So Tom, I know that wasn't really the answer that you were after, but we did bust the ghost and we did get an answer.
Well, at least we got something. It's better than nothing, eh?
And now you can just carry on with things.
And there's plenty more fish in the ski, yeah?
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, don't steal other people's jokes. Tack it up. Right, as long as you're all good, and thank you for being part of Ghostbusters.
No worries, thank you guys, cheers.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.